Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 1st, 2020. Today is Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. These are some verses from Psalm 119, verses 169 through 172. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. My lips shall pour forth your praise when you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall sing of your promise, for all your commandments are righteous. During these ongoing days of sheltering in place, as clergy friends of mine all over the country are working with ways to stay in touch with their congregation, there has been a proliferation of online prayer. I've seen clergy praying morning prayer, noonday prayer, evening prayer, compline, offering devotionals, offering meditations, lots of opportunities to pray. And I concur. This is a time to be praying. This is a time to be speaking to and listening for God. And I applaud all of my colleagues' efforts to make praying available to their congregations. And it occurs to me, as I've participated in some of those prayer services, have led some of them, it occurs to me that during this time, we are living out a way of being in the world that is often hidden from the world. We're using our words, the liturgical words that the prayer book gives us, for sure, but also other words. We're using our words to communicate with God. Not that God needs to hear our words. Sometimes we need to hear our words. The psalmist, this long psalm of Psalm 119, is an extensive psalm about keeping God's law, giving thanks for God's law, walking in God's way, giving thanks for the way being made to walk in, and talking about crying to God and offering supplications and singing to God. It's all communicative. And that's as it should be. As one Bible scholar has said, the God that we see in the Bible is a loquacious God. This is God who's always speaking. God is always speaking. God speaks the entire creation into existence. Let there be light. Let there be day. Let there be night. God starts talking at the beginning of the scriptures. God talks through the prophets, beginning with Moses. God talks directly to the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. God is talking. And then we Christians believe that God continues that talking embodied, incarnated in one person, Jesus, who we call the eternal Word. This is a God who is constantly speaking to us, and prayer is our response to speak to God. If only praying were that easy, right? Many of us have difficulties, struggles with praying. We don't know what to say, or we feel awkward praying out loud into the ether. But part of what this moment gives us, as we're experimenting with all of these online opportunities to pray, part of what this moment gives us is a chance to practice with our words. And here's the good news: you can't get your words wrong. You can't pray poorly. I believe that God listens past our awkward attempts at prayer and hears the desires of our hearts. Through the years, I've used a particular resource to assist me in my prayers, and it's called St. Benedict's Prayer Book. And in the prologue to that little volume, there are a couple of paragraphs about prayer that I wanted to share with you today. Remember, the writer says, that the words are nothing in themselves. Words can be recited with our minds far away. It is the meaning of the words that matter and calls for our attention. Yet even the meaning is not enough for the fullness of prayer. It is possible to take the meaning of a prayer or text of Scripture and think about it, analyze it, criticize it, without ever letting it penetrate our heart and spiritual consciousness. But that penetration is what we need. That penetration, it is the true purpose of prayer. To bring prayers to life, then, we must give time for the meaning to sink in. It is good to pause between prayers and readings, and above all, to listen carefully in our heart for what the words say to us at this moment at which we pray. For those who listen, prayer is never a one-way traffic, especially in the reading of the Word of God in Scripture. If we listen with the ears of the heart, as Saint Benedict put it, the Word of God comes to us here and now to teach and guide, and His love touches our individual lives. It makes all the difference if we are attentive and spiritually on alert in prayer. I like that last phrase, to be spiritually on alert when we pray. God is not only the God who is always talking, hoping maybe that we'll listen. God is also the God who is listening to our words, however halting or broken or confused they may be. Today, maybe take a few minutes, sit quietly, offer your words to God. You might be surprised if you take time to listen what you will hear. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.